to everybody for coming again. I want to thank Nasi. Nasi and Zeb, Reb Shlema, Pinchas, sponsoring the Simcha and Baruch Nachas in his life and his whole mishpacha. Just a couple of hashkafas in Mitzvah Hashem. We're approaching Seder night. And the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the night of the Seder is called Leil Shimurim. So we're taught to understand Leil Shimurim to mean the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards and He watches the Jewish people. And certainly Al Pi Pshat, that's true. The Mefarshim Chazal tell us that the word Shimurim here, the word Shimurim comes from the Lashon we find by Yaakov. Yaakov and Yosef, it says, Va'aviv Shomar Es Hadavar. The Yaakov was not only watching the dreams of Yosef, but he was looking forward, anticipating the days that they would actually come true. For us, Leil Shimurim means that we're excited to see the revelation of this night, which of course will be from the Geula Shleima. What it means for us, though, even in the matzav of Galus, is that we look forward every year to the Seder night. That the night of the Seder is considered to be like the root of the Yiddishkeit of a Yid. And it's for that reason that so many Yidden, even those who are unaffiliated, come to the Seder, because when the Yiddishkeit of a Jew calls him, he responds. So therefore, Leil Shimurim means that all the eyes of the Yidden are turned. Every day of the year, we're looking forward to the night of the Seder. Again, just to share a nekuda, a hashkafa, something to take into the night of the Seder. A little bit of a chiddush. Just a couple of questions to begin. So we say in the Manishtana HaLayla HaZeh, we say, Manishtana HaLayla HaZeh, throughout the year with chametz and matzah, but this night it's kuloi matzah. There's different gears of some just say matzah, some say kuloi matzah. So what does it mean this night is a night of matzah? Kuloi matzah? It's completely matzah? What does that mean, completely matzah? So of course, Pashup Shah means that it's matzah, not chametz. What does that mean, kuloi matzah? It's completely matzah. We explained before that Leil Shimurim means that it's a night of anticipation. So not only is the night called the night of Shemira Leil Shimurim, but the matzah is also called matzah Shmura. So what's the deeper implication of what it means, matzah Shmura? A guarded matzah, a watched matzah, matzah of Shemira. So Chazal tell us that the matzah is called Lechem Oini. What this means, Lechem Oini, is open to much interpretation in Chazal and Mefarshim, what it means. But perhaps we can say that this Lashon of Lechem Oini connects the matzah with the man. Because we find by the man that it says in Torah, Vaya'ancha, Vaya'ivecha, Vaya'achilcha as a man. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vaya'ancha, that He gave us inui. And suffering and pain, vayarivecha, and we were hungry, vayachilcha saman, and then He fed us the man. It's not a stretch to say that the matzah and the man are related. Chazal tell us that when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, before the man fell, even the matzah which they took with them tasted like man. So this lashon which we find by the matzah and we find by the man, vayaancha, that there was a suffering. In fact, we know halach ma'anya da'chala avasana, this is the bread that the Yidden ate while they were slaves in Mitzrayim. Matzah is the bread of affliction. And perhaps this is from where Chazal see that a Jew, that every Jew, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes Erev Pesach, that he's not allowed to eat matzah, and in fact he has to refrain from eating other foods as the Seder night approaches, so that he should eat it in a state of hunger. That the Jew should be hungry, he should have a te'avon and an appetite to eat the matzah. So we see this correlation between man and the matzah. So what's the deeper implication? The Tiferet Shlomo and the Chassam Sefer tell us Gevaldik Ha'ara coming into the Seder. That at the times that the Beis HaMikdash is around, so there are many opportunities of eating Dvarim Shebekdusha. That Eretz Yisrael was considered to be the land of mitzvahs. That there were mitzvahs which were growing throughout the country. There was trumas and there was maisvahs of all different types. And even the livestock and the cattle were seen as Dvarim Shebekdusha to be brought as korbanos on the Mizbeach. That the lifestyle of the Jewish people revolved around the achila which took place. Bavanisin haram, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, Chassam Sefer and the Tiferet Shlomo point out that of all the many achilas, deraisas, derabbanans, and mitzvahs which we have in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, with Churban Beis HaMikdash, we have only one left. The only mitzvah deraisa that a Jew has to eat throughout the year is the night of Pesach and eating the matzahs. So it tells us, Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs, there's a mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah. So therefore, when a Jew is sitting by those matzahs at the night of the Seder, and he holds that matzah in his hand, he has to remember that this is not just a regular food, this isn't just lechem mishnah at the table. He's holding an ancient artifact, which goes back to the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Not only is it that which is chaviv because it's the mitzvah deraisa, but amongst everything which there is at the table, the maror and the charesis and the zraya, the matzah is the most mesugal food which we have on the table. It's mesugal for refuas, it's mesugal for emuna, that it's considered to be, so when a Jew eats matzah, it's like listening to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the Rav Shitzer said in his Chachma, he said that if you listen carefully, when you pull the matzah out of its hidden place to eat it for Afikoyimin, if you bend an ear, you'll be able to hear the shofar blowing from Hashem. That's what it means, pulling the matzah out of its hiding spot from the Afikoyimin. And in the same way that the shofar in the beginning of the year gives a chiyas to every single Jew, that the matzah on the night of the Seder, it gives life to every single Jew. It's a bechina of eating from the pre-Eitz Chaim. It's literally life. It's mechla dem hemnusa, the Zayar says. It's the food of emuna, because tzadik b'emuna sar yichya. It's a chiyas. It gives refuah, because refuah gives chiyas. That it's a food of life. And it comes from the tree of life. Like the Sfarim all say, that it's rich in chayim. It gives a Jew life. With that being said, whenever there's life, whenever life reveals itself and presents itself, there's always confusion and a lack of clarity which surrounds the life. Because the Torah tells us that it wasn't pashit from Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. That even when the Eitz HaChaim was free and open, he went for the Eitz HaDas, not for the Eitz HaChaim. It was a distraction from eating from the Eitz HaChaim. And certainly after he was chote, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm putting what's called a lahat hacherev hamisapeches, a revolving sword around the Eitz HaChaim. And we have this chus by sitting at the night of the Seder, that the tree of life, that the Pri Eitz HaChaim reveals itself. And it's literally in front of our eyes. Yet, we can't ignore that there is still a lot of cherev hamisapeches which surrounds the Eitz HaChaim. What do we mean? If we have the proper perspective of what it means matzah, what it means matzah, that this is the only maichel on the table which is a mitzvah deraisa associated with it. This is the only, amongst all the foods here, this is the only one which is associated with chiyas, with chaim. Nevertheless, when we sit at the Seder table, we have to ask ourselves, how aligned are hashkafas with this hashkafa? How do I look at the matzah? When I'm eating the matzah, I'm thinking to myself, you know what, this is really hard to swallow two kizesim at the same time. How am I breaking it off properly? Passing it around to all the kids. Have to control myself. You know, it's a long eating. It probably takes a few minutes. Want to schmooze about something while I'm eating. No, I can't. I have to wait till after Kairich to schmooze. Where are we when we're eating matzah? Like, we literally have the food of life in our mouths. And our machshavas can be mamish somewhere else. We waited the whole year as a Leil Shimurim to come to these matzahs. And now they're finally in our mouth. Where do we go? We may just check out. Like, we did it. We finally got here. It was a really long magid. The worst, of course, is when you're eating the matzah and you're like, okay, let's just get the Shulchan Aruch already. Can we just get the Shulchan Aruch? Just eat your matzahs, eat the maris, let's go. Let's go, let's go. How the Shulchan Aruch is such a distraction from the Seder. Who are we? When we're going through that Seder, when we come to Shulchan Aruch, do we say, we finally made it. Finally got here. And you look at your clock and you're like, okay, the Maggid this year was 2 hours long. Last year was an hour 45 minutes. We saved the 15 minutes. Where are we when we're eating matzahs? And who do we become when we say Shulchan Aruch? Do we feel like now we can kind of cruise to the end of the Seder? It's not a musser. It's just like, it's just we're asking ourselves these questions. Like, what are our thoughts at that time? Who is talking to us? So it could be said that a Jew who's connected to the Eitz Chaim, he's able to detect the Lahat HaCherev HaMisapachas. He's able to detect the distractions at the Seder table. How the Shulchan Aruch is one big Lahat HaCherev HaMisapachas. Because you know, there's a beautiful long night which is still ahead, which is considered to be the highest part of the Seder, is after the eating of the Afikoman is what separates the boys from the men. The boys fall out and the men keep going. And that's considered to be the greatest chiyus of the whole night. Eliyahu Navi comes, and whoever's awake will get to see Eliyahu Navi. Those people who have checked out already, Eliyahu's looking for you. You don't have to look for him, he's looking for you. And if he sees you're checked out, then he's on to the next guy, he's on to the next house. So there's a certain bechina when it comes to the matzah, that there's a lot of chef and Mr. Peches, and we have to go in with a plan. We have to go in knowing what we're looking for. But if you're a general or you're a troop in the army, you know the game plan. You know what lies ahead of you. You know what you're looking for. And you're looking for the matzah. You're not just looking for the matzah. You're looking for the afikomen. Out of all the matzahs, you're looking for the afikomen. That's the hidden treasure. Is to get to the afikomen. To get to the afikomen in a way where you're not shoving it down your throat. Where you had like a nice dessert and you can't stand to eat matzahs anymore. That it should be like that. That your perspective of Shulchan Aruch is like, get me through this already so I can have the Afikomen. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch should be. And I would venture to say that the reason why Pesach is called Pesach, which is a lashon of Dilug, is because there's a part of the Seder that you really need to skip over. And that's Shulchan Aruch. You should say when you sit in Shulchan Aruch, halavai, you should just eat the matzah already. And it doesn't even say Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say to eat anything. It doesn't say eat. It just says spread the table. It doesn't say anything about eating. Of course, it doesn't literally mean to skip over it, because your wife won't let you come back to the Seder the next night. It means that when you're going through Shulchan Aruch, this is not your Seder. This is not what the Seder is about. You know, by the Rav Shitzer, I don't know all the people involved in the story who they were. His name was Reb Chaim Uri. His father was a Talmud of the Chayze. Anyways, the Rav Shitzer liked this Yid, and he said, he told this Rav Yaakov Hirsch, he says, give me your benzug, give me your two children, they should come to the Seder by me. And they came to the Seder of the Rav Shitzer, and the Rav Shitzer had it in him that if you ate the Seder by the Rav Shitzer, so you weren't allowed to eat, or even to even take a sip of water anywhere else throughout the entire Yom Tov. That was a good deal that he had. Either you're in or you're out. So the Tzav Chaim Uri, he kept to the deal. And so he was discussing what it was like by the Seder of the Rav Shitzer. And he said the following thing. He says the entire achila by the Rav Shitzer was all man. It was like eating man. He says you would eat by the Rav Shitzer. And he says you didn't have to use the restroom for an entire 7 days. says literally the food was livna be'ivarim. You were eating ruchnius, you were not eating gashmius at all. He says the table was spick and span. He says the children were picking up crumbs from the floor like they were jewels, which had fallen from the floor. Crumbs from the floor like they were jewels. So if you have a shulchan aruch like that, then gizenta hay, then eat. That's what it means, shulchan aruch by tzaddik. That's what it means, the achila by tzaddik. But if it's a type of achila that when you're eating it, and this course, and then the next course, and then you're so weighed down, you're so weighed down that you can hardly pick yourself up to eat a tzaddik, then you are hit by the la'at hacher from misapeches. You tried to get to the eitz hachayim, but the la'at hacher from misapeches took you down. You fell. You were distracted, just like all the Marishan was distracted. Because even at the Seder, there can be a lot of chayav and misapeches. So there's a diluk which needs to take place. To get to the Eitz HaChaim, you need to jump. You need to go from Matzah to Marah to Kairich. You need to jump over the Shulchan Aruch to get to the Tzafar. My first Rebbe, Chaim Rim Zatzal, he was once sitting at the Seder with his son. He was a giant tzaddik. He was sitting in Yerushalayim with Mordechai Brim. And when it came time for Shulchan Aruch, he whispered into the ears of his son with Mordechai, and he said to him, he says, this is where the Seder now begins. By Shulchan Aruch, this is where the Seder begins. Such a chachma. Tzaddik has such a different perspective of the Seder. Shulchan Aruch came and he said, this is where the Seder begins. That's why I'm saying, Lechem is a lashon melchama. It's like, are you going to make it through or are you going to fall? But if we have that perspective that you're holding this matzah, you're holding the mitzvah deraisa, you're holding the pri etz chaim, you're holding the secret to life in your hand. So it will bring us into the matzah. The matzah will eat us. We'll be consumed by the chaim of the matzah. That's what this matzah is. You're looking not just an ancient artifact, you're looking at something which fall from the heavens, that the whole you were waiting to have this matzah. So just like it says by the man, the Torah says, Bilti el haman einenu, that our eyes were just focused and centered on the man. The only thing which we saw was the man. When a Jew comes to the Seder, and the Rebbetzin makes a whole spread of food, and you have to do your shalom bayis, at the end of the day, Bilti el hamatz einenu. Only concerned about the matzah. That's what we're holding. Bilti hela matzah inenu. Our eyes are just glued to the matzahs. And perhaps this is the reason why it's called matzah shmura. Then in the same way, Lil Shimura means that you can't wait to get to the night of the Seder. Once you get to the night of the Seder, you have to go weiter. What's the next thing you're really, really looking forward to? What are you really anxious for? It's called the matzah shmura. You want the matzah. That's what you're looking forward to. And with this, you know, the Gemara said, based on the Gemara Yerushalmi, it says that it's usher to eat matzahs on Erev Pesach, and one who does, it's as if he's boil arusas of bebeis chamav. It's as if he takes his wife without a proper kiddusha. And the Gemara says that in the same way that in order to take a wife you need to make sheva brachos under the chuppah, there are seven brachos which are made before you eat the matzah. Between the koselis, and between the brei piyadama, and lasher agyolanu, until you get to the brach on the matzah, you make seven brachos before you can eat the matzah. But take that mushel and just think about that for a second. You're at your chasana. You're at the chasana. And who's your kala? Your matzah is your kala. Who in the world thinks about what's being served at the table at the chasana? Who thinks about that? Does the chasana kala stop? Do they care at all what's in the smorgasbord? Do they care what's in the yichud room? Do they care what's being served? They don't care at all. The mamash don't care. All they care is that just make the shavu brachos already, I should be married and that's it. What happens afterwards, it doesn't matter. If the matzah is the kala, we need to make shavu brachos just to get to the matzah. That means that the karpas is leading to the matzah, the mur is leading to the matzah. The Asher Galonis and the Brachas of the Coast, they're all bringing you to the matzah. And when you take that matzah in your hand, you say, finally we made it. Finally I'm married to you. I have you. This is what this Chazal was bringing out. And this is Pshat Kulei Matzah. It's not just the Pshat, Manishtan Halayla Zeh, throughout the year it's Chameitz, and tonight it's Matzah. Tonight is a night, although there's many things on the table tonight, L'maisa, it's Kulo Matzah. It's only Matzah. And even Kulo is a Lashon Kala. But the Kala is the Matzah. It's only the Matzah. It's a pnimis tikavoida. Because there are going to be many people sitting at the table who are going to be very distracted by the latachev and misapeches. But a Jew needs to hold his own. If he's pnimi, he has a different perspective of the Seder. What's ikra to this person is not ikra to that person. So where do you put your life? Where's your life tonight? Is your life in the matzah? Or is it somewhere else? Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us when we come in through the hachanas of getting together, speaking about dvarim, divya lakim chem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should open our hearts. But as much as we try, everything is siyata d'shmaya, should open our hearts. When we eat that matzah, we should be zecha to be present, to be mesiachir with him, with the secret of Chaim, be zecha to be toim from the tamis of Chaim, be zecha to be tzedek. Amen.